Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn more, or plan to join us in person at one of our two locations once it is safe to do so. Now, worship is about to begin. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning. My name is Bruce Stark. Welcome to worship. This is First United Methodist Church, Brighton, Whitmore Lake. And we're so glad that you have chosen this morning to come join us in worship. Our church is a church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. We're also a church that loves to pray. We are interested in your prayer concerns, and we would like to pray for them. In order to access our prayer concern page, go to brightonfumc.org/prayer-requests. And you will come to a page where you can enter your prayer request and it will get to where it needs to be. An easier way also is to go to brightonfumc.org and then go to the bottom of the page and there's a box that says prayer request and you click on that and that will take you to the same page. Or if email is easier for you, I'm sure if you email Karen at brightonfumc.org or Wendy at brightonfumc.org, your prayer concerns will get to the right people. I am honored that Bob asked me to come and speak on his last day of service at our church. Bob will be bringing us the message later, and the theme for today is each of us are co-workers in God's service. I've had some experience with co-workers in my time. In 1974, my dad and I bought a business together, and at time to time, we were looking to friends and people, acquaintances, to come help us at work. In 1985, I got married and we decided that at the wedding to have all the people that had worked for me for even one day come and get in a picture. There must have been 20 to 25 people in the picture. I've called on my friends then, and I do now, as some of you know, I've called on you to help me at the moving business. Bob has been a co-worker of mine from time to time in different areas. Bob and I have been friends for a long time. We actually went to the same high school together, but we had to wait till we got to Brighton before we met each other and knew each other. I asked Bob to come help me work one day on a moving job, and it was kind of funny. We had to make a delivery of an x-ray machine to Dr. Bonine in Brighton, and Bob helped me because my regular helper couldn't make it that day. Bob helped me deliver the machine, and it's a 3D x-ray machine, and Bob was excited to do it. And then when Bob had to go see Dr. Bonine for some dental service, he was excited because he got to have his picture taken by the x-ray machine that he delivered. And he was more than happy to tell the girls in the office that he delivered that machine. And without him, that machine wouldn't have been there. Bob and I also shared a lot of certified lay servant classes together. And Bob and I have shared a lot of time before Bob became a pastor. He was a lay servant. And we shared a lot of classes and we had a very good time doing it. Also, I used to sail on a sailboat with Bob. Our friend of ours had a sailboat and we did a lot of sailing races together. So Bob and I have been co-workers for a long time and I've enjoyed the service working with Bob. Our theme today is co-workers for God, and Bob will be bringing us that message. Now, let's join worship. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Welcome to worship. Join me in the opening prayer. God has been our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. God has been our safe home, our shelter in the face of every storm. So we come with praise. We bring our prayer. God, be our guide forevermore. Amen.
Hi, my name is Ramon Ruiz. and I am grateful today to be speaking about giving during Pastor Bob's last sermon at our church. Now, Pastor Bob has done some phenomenal things for our church. He's done some amazing things for our family. One area that we're very grateful for was when he was our leader during financial peace class with Dave Ramsey. During that class, the objective is to eventually give more money to the church so they can do mission in our local community and throughout our country and do more mission throughout the world. Now, another important lesson that he taught too in that class was that we need to be leaders for our family. And part of that is teaching our kids how to save money for the church and to share it for those mission trips. So giving is extremely important to our church and how our foundation. So my family, I'm going to introduce them, and then they're going to go through the different ways you can give money to our great church. Right here we have Tara Ruiz, Nomar Ruiz, Colin Ruiz, and Aubrey Ruiz. All right, Tara, go ahead.
Here are some ways you can help give to our church. Via mail. Please mail your check to 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton. Electronic funds transferred for reoccurring gifts. You can text or give or hop on our new mobile app. You can go through the church website using PayPal or credit card. Please visit our Brighton Church at www.brightonfumc.org for ways to give. Thank you.
Thank you from us, and bye.
Bye.
Good morning, First United Methodist Church. Today's scripture reading will be from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9. What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe. As the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos water it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building.
Thank you, Gabrielle. It's a wonderful morning to be in worship together, even if we're not worshiping in the same place. I'm Bob Fuchs. I'm the associate pastor at First United Methodist Church's Brighton campus and the campus pastor at our Whitmore Lake campus. Now, this morning is a bittersweet one for my wife Sue and I. You see, beginning July 1st of this year, only a couple weeks from now, I've been appointed as the lead pastor at Downriver United Methodist Church in Taylor. We're sad to be leaving this church, and yet we're also excited and hopeful for the future. See, we trust in God, and we look forward to being in ministry in a new place. Yes, we're leaving. We're leaving a place that we've called our church since 1989. Well, actually, that's the date I started calling it my church. Sue has been calling this her church since 1972, when she and her family moved to Brighton. Our children grew up in this church. In fact, Sue and I were married in the room I'm sitting in, right behind this wall. Now, granted, the wall was not there in 1980 when this room was the sanctuary. It became the community room that we know today when the new sanctuary was added in 1995. When we worshiped in this space, we sat right over here, few rows from the front on the left side when you're looking up at the altar. Now, without naming names, because I'll forget some, there are people worshiping today who have been part of this church, part of our lives since those years that we were here in the 1980s and the early 90s. And there are so many others that we have come to know over the years. The Reverend Dr. Richard Cheatham presided over our wedding in 1980. When we moved back to Brighton in 1989, Reverend Ben Bonesack was the lead pastor. And the Reverend Karen Poole was First Church's first associate pastor and also its first woman clergy. Reverend Poole was followed by the Reverend Pat Green, who was our first African-American pastor. I can still hear her playing the piano and her voice rising to God in song. You see, we have been blessed by such a diverse group of pastors over the years, lead pastors and associate pastors, and most recently with the Reverend Dr. Sherry Parker Lewis, our lead pastor for the past 12 years and our first female lead pastor. She was my first boss as clergy. And you see, each of those pastors from then and up until now, they all took part in forming each of us and forming me. They planted seeds in us. And see, and I know now personally that for me, they were there, but it was God providing that growth. And I remember back to when one of those first seeds was planted inside me by the Reverend Lowell Slombush at Episcopal Youth Camp. Now, I became a United Methodist in 1980 when I married Sue, but I didn't realize that I was a Methodist until a few years later. And each of the clergy throughout the years, they have helped me to understand what it meant to be a follower of Christ and what it meant to be in ministry and in service. I followed God's call into the ministry, and in 2017, on January 1st, I was appointed as the associate pastor here at First Church. Sue and I call this our home church because it is. And someone mentioned this week to me that I'm actually the first homegrown associate pastor. And see, I know this, that seeds were planted, they were watered, and I have continued to grow. And see, all of us are on a similar journey, and that journey is continuing for each of us. I've moved to the library, the parlor, which is just off the community room. Now, there have been countless meetings and activities in this room, and there will be more in the future, trust me. It's a place where we've gotten to know each other, sharing our stories, being in ministry and mission together. A few weeks ago, I talked about spiritual gifts that each person has, and this is one of those places where our spiritual gifts have been put into action. The mission team meets here. They plan how First Church will reach out to the community and beyond, sharing the spiritual gifts of helps and evangelism. The Youth Appalachia Service Project team and their adult leaders meet here. They help each other grow in faith. They share their spiritual gifts of craftsmanship and serving while serving others. The administrative board holds its meetings here, and they work with your pastors to guide you into the future, sharing their spiritual gifts of leadership and wisdom. And see, the list goes on and on with the number of people who work together to further the work of the church, the kingdom of God here on earth, spreading the gospel and the love of Jesus. As I mentioned, the way we work together in this room and other rooms at our campuses, you may be nodding your head saying, yes, I took part in that event that was planned there. Yes, I was part of a mission that was sent out and we met in that room. Or maybe we met downstairs in another room and we found a way to serve others within this community. Or maybe you met with a small group that discussed scripture or a book or current events. Or maybe it was a United Methodist Women's Meeting. Perhaps you were involved in the operations of the church, the trustees who oversee our buildings and grounds, the finance team with all the numbers and the wonderful, powerful spreadsheets. Yeah, I know, I'm a nerd, I get it. or the staff parish relations committee who serve as the human resources team. Or maybe you took part in a staff meeting. Or maybe you just sat in here with another person in conversation and in prayer. So many different activities, so many different people involved. And what's even more amazing to me right now during this time of isolation is that those activities have not stopped. They've continued online via Zoom and other ways, via telephone. The work of the church continues. Now, many of those who are worshiping this morning or those who are not online with us, or those who have passed, they and you helped me become the person that I am today. And I give thanks that I was allowed to take part in the mission and ministry of First Church. Now, for many of you, you know me as Bob. One day I was working in the tax field, and the next thing you know, I'm the director of discipleship. And then shortly after that, I'm appointed as the associate pastor. But see, I couldn't have done those things without God's grace and without your help. You've helped me to prepare. You've helped my family to prepare, to get ready for this move to a new appointment. See, our pastors and fellow church members have watered the seeds that were planted, and together we have grown. We've grown in faith. We've grown in ministry together. We've grown in love of God. We've grown in love of each other. And this is how we should define ourselves. It is in terms of God. You see, we are God's co-workers in God's field. We are that field. We are not just in God's building. We are God's building. It's not all about me. And it's not all about you. See, it's about living a Christian life together, serving God and serving others. And as John Wesley put it, moving together as far as we can towards spiritual perfection that only happens through God's grace.
I've moved into the sanctuary at our Brighton campus, and as I look out at this quiet, empty room, the memories just flood back of incredible worship led by amazing music. I can hear the voices of those sharing messages, reading the scripture, sending off mission teams. And I remember our pastors. See, we've been blessed with amazing leadership here at First Church. We've been blessed with spirit-filled, God-called pastors with a wide variety of spiritual gifts. And as we look at this morning's scripture, I have a question for you. Do you consider one of your pastors over the years to be your favorite? Now, it's okay to admit it. And it's even okay if it's not me. See, that's what was going on at the church in Corinth in our scripture reading today. They were picking their favorite, and they were actually saying out loud, "I'm going to follow Paul," or "I'm going to follow Apollos." You see, Paul, who is the author of this letter to the Corinthian church, he was the founder of that church. And Apollos was the lead pastor appointed after Paul. The church in Corinth was in transition, and Paul had to address this issue in his letter. Now, I invite you to go back and read those first four verses in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, because you'll see some interesting words there. Paul points out that the members of the church were idolizing Paul and Apollos. Now, the church was growing, yet Paul calls them spiritual infants. See, Paul wasn't concerned about numbers. He was concerned about their spiritual growth. He was concerned about their focus, which should be on God, not on their pastors. To make a point, he doesn't ask, who is Paul? or who is Apollos? No, instead he asks it this way. What is Paul? What is Apollos? Paul answers the question, and he points out that both of them, they're servants. They're co-workers in God's service. They're no different than any other Christian. Yes, Paul planted the seeds of that church. Apollos watered what Paul had planted and it grew. But the church's growth, the growth in disciples, happened because of God. Yes, yeah, Paul and Apollos and others, they were serving, they were planting, they were watering, but it was God who was giving the growth. It didn't matter if the worker had been there for years or if they had just recently become a follower of Christ. You see, they received the same reward from God, that gift of God's grace. In Matthew 20, verses 1 through 15, Jesus shares the story of workers being hired to toil in the vineyards. Now, the workers are hired throughout the day, with some being hired early in the morning and others only putting in 1 hour of work. And at the end of the day, when they came for their compensation, every worker received the same wage. Now, those who were hired earlier in the day complained, well, wait a minute. We worked more, shouldn't we be paid more? And yet the owner of the vineyard told them that it wasn't their place to decide how generous he should be. The same is true for us. Whether we've been toiling in God's service in this world for years, or we've just become a follower of Christ, each received the same gift, that gift of God's grace. We are co-workers together. We are God's field. We are laboring together, and we will receive that gift of God's grace freely given to each of us.
I've moved from our Brighton campus down to our Whitmore Lake campus. And as I did and could see when I was at the Brighton campus in the sanctuary, I look out and I can see the faces of those joined together in prayer, in song, in worship. I can hear music being played. I can hear us celebrating, coming together on July 1st, 2018, when our two campuses in Brighton and here in Whitmore Lake, when we came together as one church in two locations. Now, it brought together servants who were coming together in mission and ministry for God's service. It brought together co-workers who wanted to share their spiritual gifts and to serve God and serve others in both communities. And this is the way it has always been. We have always come together, bringing our gifts, sharing them, those who came before us and those who will come after. When we look at ourselves, we shouldn't compare ourselves to others. Each of us have gifts that can be used in God's service because each of us are children of God. See, we live out our spirituality when we recognize that we identify ourselves properly only when we look and we look that we are connected to God. As the saying goes, remember who you are and what you are, and remember whose you are. You see, we are God's children. God provides, we share. Jesus loves, we love others in return. The Holy Spirit pours out spiritual gifts and we use them in service to God. Now, these past few months have presented us with new challenges, ones we never expected. And it also has provided with new opportunities to use our spiritual gifts in service. Now, as we move forward with the transition from Pastor Sherry and myself to Pastors Lindsay and John, it looks a little different than any of us expected. And it's okay. It's good.
See, it is what it is. We are present in this day and age. This is where we are. This is not where we're going to stay, because I am excited for you, for John, for Lindsay. I'm excited for what their service will bring to these two communities of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. I'm excited about the opportunities you will have to be in service with them at this church and this community. I know that for you and for them, that that connection will be strong. They will be a blessing to you, and you will be a blessing to them and their children. And here's our challenge for the week, and it's a big one. I want you to think of one thing. That's all it is. One thing that you can do to be in service to God right now during this pandemic. Whether planting or watering, turning the soil, keeping the weeds down, each worker is needed. Each worker is loved by God. It has been a joy to serve God here in Whitmore Lake and in Brighton. I thank each of you for your love and support that you've shown me, that you've shown my family. And as I move on, as we move on to my new appointment, all that I have learned from you, it's going to stay with me and remain a part of me. I am in your debt, and each of you will be carried in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I'm Sue Urban, and I'm your worship hostess this morning. I'm indoors now instead of outdoors, where I would rather be, because we have a house wren outside, and she's very quiet until whenever I go outside in the yard to record, and then she likes to back me up, and she's very loud. So here I am on a nice morning indoors. I wanted to say a few words about the blessings and the problems of the pandemic. And I took an informal survey this week and asked my friends if they had found any blessings in the pandemic themselves. And I got some usual and some unusual answers. Some people mentioned, pretty usually, well, they got a lot of tasks done. They got some gardening done, they cleaned out a closet, they redecorated, and so on. Another more unusual answer was, someone mentioned what a blessing it probably was for parents, because they could see what their kids' education was actually really about, because they were doing it with them at home. Someone else mentioned that they had managed weight loss because they had been able to take time to care for themselves and think things through, while other people mentioned weight gain because they had just taken a renewed interest in cooking. Overwhelmingly, the majority of the people that I talked to have talked about the blessing of the pandemic for them has been the notable rise of people caring for one another, sending cards, making phone calls, receiving phone calls, messaging, all things that we would do for one another, maybe naturally, but maybe not so much. Communication from the church, for example. Could it possibly be, in the midst of all of this anxiety and worry, that God is revealing himself to us before our very eyes? Would you please join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, our world is a little upside down right now, and we don't know what to make of it. When we can anticipate things and make our own plans, we can be on our best behavior. We figure out what's going to happen and plan our action. But when things pop up or completely overwhelm us, sometimes we're not at our best. We thank you for your guiding spirit as it helps us to get through these unusual times. We thank you for friendship and love that we feel when we're in communion with one another and with you. As we move about in the days and the weeks to come, help us to see kindness and love as people minister to one another. And we pray for all those everywhere who are without homes because of natural disaster, or who have become homeless or insecure about food because of the pandemic, or those of us with health concerns. We pray for those who are anxious or angry and don't even know why. We pray for all those who are alone or are temporarily separated from loved ones because of the pandemic that reaches around the world. We also lift in prayer all those who are classified as essential workers, who have now put the community's well-being ahead of their own safety and that of their family. These people have become our heroes. We know, God, that in these troubling times, it will pass, just as we know that the Holy Spirit is guiding us safely through the change in our church leadership. We praise you for giving us the ability to know and to use our resources to help each other through these times. With your help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we know we can be a positive force. We lean in to the words of Timothy. You didn't give us a spirit that is timid, but one that is powerful, loving, and self-controlled. And now please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning. My name is April Schauer. I am a member of the administrative board at First Church, and I attend worship here at the Whitmore Lake campus. It's been 2 years now since the Brayton and Whitmore Lake churches have merged. And since that time, Pastor Bob has blessed this congregation with his leadership, his wisdom, his humor, and grace. And his love and enthusiasm for the Lord has been a beacon to the entire community. Bob and Sue, although we are terribly sad to say goodbye so soon, we know that God has great things in store for you. We are very grateful for the time that you have spent with us, and we wish you Godspeed as you journey on the path that God has set before you. And now, it is with great sadness, but with a grateful heart, that I share this farewell liturgy with Pastor Bob Hughes.
Thank you, April. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we have been partners in the mission and ministry of this congregation for over 30 years, and I have been blessed to be one of your pastors since 2017 at the Brighton campus and since 2018 at our Whitmore Lake campus. It is time to give thanks for the life we have shared in Christ. It is also time for us to complete our work together as pastor and congregation. For everything, there is a season, a time to begin our ministry, and a time to complete our ministry in this place. We have had our good times and painful challenges.
We have shared our joys and sorrows.
Through it all, God and Jesus has been our rock and salvation.
God has strengthened us to bear one another's heavy burdens.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in prayer.
O God, giver of every good gift,
we remember your mighty acts that has given us strength and endurance through the years. We remember your steadfast love that has brought joy and new life. Be with us in these days of change. We give thanks for all that has been good in our ministry together, and we remember with sadness our hard times. Be now our shelter and our guide this day and forevermore. Through Christ, the one in whom we know grace and healing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, April.
Good morning. I'm Sue Urban, and I come to you this morning on behalf of Brighton First Staff Parish Relations Committee. As you know, we are in the midst of changing our clergy leadership, and many of you attended the festivities of our drive-through for Pastor Sherry last weekend. This afternoon, we will gather at Whitmore Lake campus for similar festivities, and I hope to see you all there. Pastor Bob became campus pastor at Whitmore Lake at a time when we merged with them just a few years ago. I believe this story behind this event is a perfect example of how God is watching out for all of us. First Church was embarking on new responsibilities for Whitmore, where there was a need for many things, including replacing a retiring pastor. And Bob Fuchs had fairly recently heard and answered a call to the ministry. And you know the rest of the story. What some of you may not realize is that while Bob has recently become a pastor, he's been around a pretty long time, over 30 years, actually. Bob and Sue LaPaterell met in college at Grand Valley, and they married, and for a time they lived in Grand Rapids. They moved to Brighton in 1988. They have two children, Katie and Brian, and four lovely grandchildren. And I can remember when I was teaching for Brighton Schools that Bob served on the Brighton Schools Board of Education. Around First Church through the years, Bob has done many, many great things. Always interested in youth and kids, Bob has taught Sunday school. He has led ASP groups. He has helped with Vacation Bible School and served on various other committees with youth. He has been active on the finance committee. He's been very active and supportive with Men with Tools. I have worked with Bob on administrative board and on staff parish. And Bob's accomplishments at the Whitmore campus are beyond belief and too numerous to list. Bob has been fearless about venturing in when needs arise or new ideas come up. He's always ready to do it. He has been the perfect leader for establishing our dual church existences because of his skills and his very tireless efforts in both campuses. And now, Bob is answering a new call all too soon. But, as Pastor Sherry would say, here's the thing. We knew we couldn't keep Bob forever once he went into the ministry. And he's not going very far. We can see him on Facebook. From time to time, we can see him here because his family is here, and we may catch a glimpse of him around town. Bob will be serving at the Downriver Church in Taylor, and guest visitors are always welcome. Bob, we will miss your expertise in many areas, your energy, your enthusiasm, your wonderful sense of humor, and especially your very unusual laughter. You've been a blessing to us through all the years, especially now more recently as you chose to enter the ministry. And now it is time to move on. But I think it was you who very recently said this is not about loss. We're a part of one another. We're a part of your history, and you are a part of our history. And we are so grateful for this. And so, for all of us, this is a day of new beginnings. May God bless you and Sue in your exciting new chapter. All our love goes with you both.
As we come to the end of our worship service this morning, I want to remind you all that we have not come to the end of worship, and we have not finished with our service. Matthew 28:19 starts out with these two words, therefore go. That is what we're called to do. We're called to go. We're not called to stay. And as you go out in service to God, side by side, working with others, know that I go with you in love, in joy, in hope. So as you go out with the grace of God, the love of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, know that the world sees you for who you are, and they see you for whose you are. I love you. I will miss you. Go in peace, serving God and helping others. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited to take part in this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of our community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn more or plan to visit us in person at one of our two locations once it is safe to do so. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.